Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
When one hears the words Girl Scouts of America, many think of their brown or green uniforms and berets, Girl Scout camp, singing songs around the campfire. But one thing we all think of when we hear those words is Girl Scout cookies. That truly was the Girl Scout organization of yesteryear. But what about today's organization? The ideas promoted in today's organization are not those of the Girl Scouts we remember. The words Planned Parenthood, lesbianism, sex ed, all can be used to describe the ideas promoted by today's Girl Scouts. As Day Gardner, president of the National Black Pro-Life Union, recently wrote, quote, the bottom line is that Girl Scout leadership today promotes an ideology that embraces sexual and reproductive choice to girls, encouraging promiscuity and abortion. Mothers need to know this, and so do the young girls who hope to someday wear that spiffy green sash, unquote. My guest today is Christy Volansky. She is a mother who, along with her two daughters, had to confront what the Girl Scouts had become and take the necessary action to confront what the Girl Scouts are today. And they want to educate the rest of us on just what the Girl Scouts of America organization is today. Thanks, Christy, for being with us.
Thank you so much, Diane.
So give us a little bit of background, how you got where you're at today, a little bit like that.
Certainly. Well, I am a former Girl Scout myself. I was a Girl Scout as a child, and I was a leader for 3 years. My girls were involved in the organization for 8 years. And in 2010, we heard some scuttlebutt about the Girl Scouts being involved with questionable groups, and particularly on the international level, that there were some serious issues. So we started digging, and we did find that the international organization, it's called WAGS, so that is the Girl Scout umbrella group, was at a United Nations event, and as a result of that, they were advocating right on their website for safe, affordable, accessible abortion and sexual rights for youth. And we also knew from the WAGS website, they said that anyone who is a Girl Scout is automatically a member of WAGS. And so we immediately, because of that, left the organization. We are a pro-life family, and we did not want to have any part of this abortion rights advocacy specifically for young people. At that time, we began digging deeper into our local council and also into Girl Scouts USA. Mm-hmm. And what we found was that through the Girl Scout curriculum, events, and online content, they were very much advocating and involved in abortion rights advocacy. So yeah. They're promoting very aggressive, iconic abortion rights advocates like mm-hmm. Gloria Steinem, Betty Friedan. She's the founder of the National Abortion Rights Action League, mm-hmm. NARAL, and many, many other women like them.
Yeah,
and in addition to that, also organizations, they're having the girls work with organizations that very specifically advocate for abortion rights.
Yeah, I've got Population Council, ACLU, and the National Organization for Women. Add to that list of pro-abortion heroines, shall I say, that the Girl Scouts point to, Geraldine Ferraro and Hillary Clinton. So, yeah, there's definitely a big emphasis, as you're saying, with the Girl Scouts to push the abortion issue and to normalize abortion in the eyes of the girls. So you're saying that all Girl Scouts are a part of or a member of the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts, or WAGS?
That is what it says on mm-hmm. the WAGS website. Now, the Girl Scouts are trying to back away from that a little bit and say that, well, individual girls aren't members, but just the different countries are member organizations. However, in the Girl Scouts' own materials and in their curriculum and also through different councils, they're telling girls the exact opposite, that they're members. And when you look on WAGS.org, it's very explicit. It says it still. They have not, this has been on since we found out in 2010, right on their website. Anyone who is a Girl Guide or Girl Scout is automatically made a member of WAGS, and WAGS constantly says, we represent 10 million girls. And in the name of these 10 million girls, they're out advocating for abortion.
Wow. And we also, so basically what it is as the public, as the moms, as the parents of these girls, have become more aware of what the Girl Scouts are involved in. The Girl Scouts are verbally saying, oh, no, 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 that we're being misrepresented. But when you look at their actual websites, what we're hearing is the truth. They're involved.
Well, we're getting conflicting messages.
Well,
so in some places you look from GSUSA, they say one thing.
Okay.
Other places you look, they say another. But, you know, they really put their money where their mouth is. So they fund WAGS. Girl Scouts USA funds WAGS with over $1.5 million every year.
How much was that again? $1.5 million every year?
Yes.
Oh, my.
And membership dues. And then not only that, but to me even worse, they're aggressively promoting WAGS to the girls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all in their curriculum, inviting them to come be a WAGS delegate, promoting WAGS work at the United Nations, which is many times problematic.
So is WAGS a non-governmental organization, an NGO within the UN?
I believe that WAGS and GSUSA are NGOs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, ma'am. Both of those organizations. And GSUSA is a very big part of the UN in New York. They're in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they train girls to go to the UN and advocate.
Advocate for abortion and probably homosexual rights and all that kind of stuff.
But WAGS is very involved in that.
On that kind
yes.
of So, you know, when we hear, well, that's not happening, you know, on the local level, it's not happening in my Girl Scout troop, but yet part of the money that's, because the girls have to pay dues each year to be part of the
that's
Girl Scouts,
right.
And at least a portion of that money goes towards supporting something that, by and large, I don't believe the parents of those girls, the moms and dads of those girls would support, especially in your case, you're a pro-life family, and you believe in, you know, traditional values. You believe, you know, what a marriage is between a man and a woman.
Absolutely.
I still believe, no matter what the media says, I still believe the majority of Americans agree with us on those issues. But yet, they're unknowingly having the girls become a part of the Girl Scouts, not realizing what they're supporting through their support of the Girl Scouts. It's another example of how we have to be very, very careful, even with something that we've known from our childhood to be good. You know, I can remember the girls, I was never a Girl Scout, but I can remember the girls coming when I was in grade school with their little brown uniforms and the berets, and then the older grades, the Girl Scouts with their green uniforms. But I can remember that. But yet, those girls, that organization that they are part of is not the organization that the girls back then, and I remember, represented. It's a whole different organization, basically.
Absolutely, Diane. And with regard to, you know, people being oblivious
mm-hmm.
to these concerns affecting girls in their community, there really is no such thing as a good or clean council, and that is because every council
mm-hmm.
is using and promoting the official Girl Scout curriculum, which is encouraging girls to hold up as role models these radical women
mm-hmm.
that we discussed, that long list.
Yeah.
They're promoting WAGS. Your local council is promoting WAGS to the girls. They're promoting, you know, these other organizations that we
right.
discussed, the
mm-hmm.
ACLU and
mm-hmm.
such.
And it's
so,
international, yeah.
You know, your funding, when you're paying your dues, your
mm-hmm.
annual membership fee that every girl and every adult member pays, and then when you're buying your uniforms and your books and your badges and selling your cookies, you are funding your local council and GSUSA, who is promoting all these things to girls. You know, in the news right now, it's really hot. Girl Scouts USA, recently in December, they tweeted out a Huffington Post video that was praising several women for their accomplishments in 2013. And in that video, they praised Wendy Davis, Senator
mm-hmm.
Wendy Davis from Texas, specifically for her abortion rights advocacy. And they also, Girl Scouts USA and some councils, also linked girls to a Washington Post article that the Girl Scouts said was a list of women of courage, confidence, and character. And on that list was Kathleen Sebelius, Obama's
goodness.
HHS
mm-hmm.
secretary, and the link that Girl Scouts,
yeah.
the link that Girl Scouts gave said that they were praising her for her ferocious defense of Obamacare. And it's just so puzzling to me, why would you promote these hot button issues mm-hmm. like that? And mm-hmm. right before cookie season.
Well, yeah, I know, that's true. And, you know, so it's apparent, at least to me, that there's been a drastic takeover of the Girl Scout organization on the national level as far as the leaders are obviously not conservative. And there's been a takeover, sounds like a feminist pro-abortion. Of course, I think most feminists are pro-abortion and pro-homosexual. In my view, there has been a takeover of the organization, and they have infiltrated the Girl Scouts and changed everything. Changed, you know, what the Girl Scouts represented, changed their curriculum to push their own ideology. And it's frustrating to me for churches to still be sponsoring the Girl Scouts because they don't know. They don't know what the Girl Scouts have become. They think it's still the organization of 20, 30 years ago, and it's not. So, you know, I'm very glad that you guys are helping educate the general population as to what the Girl Scouts have become. And even though the Girl Scouts try to cover their tracks, this, what you're talking about, that just happened back in December, where they're pushing Wendy Davis, a senator, state senator down there in Texas, and the list of heroines that they have in their curriculum. So people are learning, but there's still, you said 10 million girls still involved in Girl Scouts?
Worldwide, 10 million.
Worldwide, okay.
In the United States, 2 million girls, though,
oh,
Diane.
My.
That's a lot. I mean, that's why this is our passion, mm-hmm. because it's 2 million girls, and I understand that there's some very good women in
right.
Girl Scouts that are these troop leaders
mm-hmm.
and precious little girls,
right.
and they're doing good things in the community, and maybe their troop isn't using the curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're being careful, but they're still funding this
right.
indoctrination machine. They're mm-hmm. still representing these groups, Girl Scouts USA and
mm-hmm.
WAGS, in
mm-hmm.
name and financially. And do we want to be a part of an organization that has influence over 2 million girls
yeah.
and is so careless with what they promote to them? So I would just acknowledge that there are so many good women in Girl Scouts, and this is not an attack on
mm-hmm.
any of those families. But as you said, the leadership at the national level in particular, the new Girl Scout CEO, well, she's fairly new. She came on in 2011 to replace Kathy Cloninger. She has a long history of working with very pro-abortion politicians. She campaigned for John Kerry. She worked very closely with Janet Napolitano. That is one of her mentors. In fact, she says that she considers her like a parent. And that's very much representative of the women who are leading the Girl Scouts
mm-hmm.
of the USA. And we've even seen on a council level very radical CEOs that are, you know, one had been honored with the Planned Parenthood Margaret
wow.
Sanger Award.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very aggressive abortion rights advocates, even
yeah.
on the council levels.
And we see the Girl Scouts as an organization becoming more aggressive in pushing their agenda through their curriculum and such. Well, as you said, some local troops or councils may not be using the Girl Scout curriculum.
Well, Diane, the councils are all using it. I'm saying maybe an individual.
Okay,
every
gotcha.
Council, every 100-plus local councils
okay.
in the United States are using that curriculum. Now, an individual troop, so you've got, you know, the council level, and
mm-hmm.
then that's made up of individual troops, which
right,
might
right.
have, you know, 5 to 15, 5
mm-hmm.
to 20 girls in an
mm-hmm.
individual troop. And the leader of that little troop does have some control. Like
okay.
if they want to reject the curriculum, they can. However, the curriculum is required to earn the highest awards in Girl Scouts, which is the bronze, silver, and gold, which all the girls want to earn
right.
so they can have that on their resume.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good on your college resume.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if you decided, okay, we're just going to forego the awards, it would be possible to say our troop is not using the curriculum. But every council, which is who everyone is funding,
right.
is using and promoting that curriculum.
So the girls will be penalized if their troop does not use their curriculum. They cannot get the awards that the Girl Scouts offer for completing the curriculum requirements. So the girls are penalized in
no,
that
they
local
can't,
troop.
That's right. They
okay.
can't. They can't earn those highest awards.
Right. Okay. So again, the girls are being used as political pawns because with the Girl Scouts pushing this radical agenda, they're using the girls to further this agenda. And if the girls' local leaders see the problem and don't use the curriculum that the Girl Scouts want them to use, then the girls in the local troop are penalized because they cannot get the highest honors. So in the long
run,
right.
They can't take advantage of the awards that the Girl Scouts offer.
Yeah.
That's correct,
wow.
Diane.
So give us some more detail about the curriculum that is being offered. I know there's journeys, and I read where the Girl Scouts in Eastern Pennsylvania attended a Makers event in Philadelphia. What is a Maker? And I know it's pro-abortion, but do you have any more details about what a Makers event is?
Sure. Makers is an initiative on PBS.
Okay.
And it's a documentary, basically a history of feminism.
Oh.
And it's made up of several different small video clips, maybe 1 to 2 minutes. Gloria Steinem is on the board, so she's very much behind this Makers project. Anna Maria Chavez, who is the Girl Scouts CEO, was featured in one of the Makers clips.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't talk about any kind of abortion rights advocacy. And there are people in Makers that are not talking about abortion, okay? It's just like feminine role models, so sports figures, that type of thing. But there are a great number of women in Makers who are specifically advocating for abortion rights, LGBT rights. And it's really sensitive content. Like, you really would not want to have girls exposed to this. Makers is very specifically targeting young girls. They are trying to build the next wave of feminism.
Wow.
Amy Richards, who is a radical abortion rights advocate and who founded the Third Wave Foundation, which is, again, to try to get a third wave of feminists going.
Haven't they done enough damage in the country?
I know. She's on this Makers board as well. And what they've done is Girl Scout councils throughout the country have been involving girls in different Makers events where they preview the documentary, and then they might have some of those people present, like Amy Richards, to talk to the girls. And in fact, that also happened in New York City. The local council there did a Makers event. There were young girls there in the audience. There was a video of
it. You're talking young girls, brownie age?
I wouldn't say brownies, but they looked really young.
Okay.
I mean, it didn't say their ages, but I'm going to say, 10, 11, 12. Mm-hmm. They're watching this video. Afterward, they have Marlo Thomas on there, iconic feminist, and Amy Richards and a few other people in kind of a roundtable discussion.
Yeah.
Marlo Thomas says, with all the girls present, that she and Gloria Steinem weren't ready to get married in their younger years because they couldn't mate in captivity.
Oh,
and so
goodness.
They have Amy Richards up there talking to the girls. They're flashing, she's from the Third Wave Foundation, which is a radically pro-abortion.
Yeah.
But Amy Richards' contribution to Makers, if you go look at Amy's videos, one of them, and it's an online video, she talks about aborting two of her three triplets, selective reduction, they call it.
Oh, that was her. Oh, I've heard. Okay, yeah.
Yes, selective. And she actually wrote an article in the New York Times about it, and she took a lot of flack for it. But she sits there on that Makers video, which is being promoted. I mean, the Makers documentary is being promoted by Girl Scouts in many different councils. And I'm not saying they're promoting Amy specifically, but this is part of Makers.
It's part of, right, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
And she sits there with just a cold, blank face and tells about her selective reduction, how she got rid of two of her three children, and that she felt like that was right for her, and that we can't know what's right for other people, but we know what's right for us.
We should be able to do with our bodies what we want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, is that the message that we want young girls to stumble on? And Girl Scouts USA, they posted that Makers website out on their blog and on their Facebook, and they tweeted it out, and they told girls that your CEO, Anna Maria Chavez, is being honored in Makers along with many other esteemed women, including Gloria Steinem, and linked to the website. So just go check it out, girls.
So they're using social media, I mean the website, Twitter and Facebook to get all this message out. So if they don't hear it, in their local troop, like these troops that are conservative, shall we say conservative, and the leaders are not using the curriculum, the girls still can go to the Girl Scouts website or Facebook page or Twitter and get the information. And they can go online and watch this. If their troop doesn't go to watch Makers, they can go online and watch it.
Yes, absolutely. The Makers event in New York City, Girl Scouts USA tweeted it out, and they tweeted out, they said, if you can't come, you can watch it on live streaming.
Oh. So they,
live streaming online. So, you know, if you can't come in person, watch it online. Mm-hmm. Right here, we're going to do it live on the computer. And it's very sad because girls these days live in a social media world.
Yeah.
They are on Twitter. They
Not
are
just,
on
yeah.
Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is where they are. I mean, even on the Girl Scouts Pinterest page, Diane, are you familiar with Pinterest?
Somewhat, yeah.
Even on there, they're promoting in conjunction with the public speaking badge on their Pinterest mm-hmm. page for cadets. So this is girls in grade 6 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
They are telling them, in conjunction with your public speaking badge, check out these speeches by eloquent women. One of them is by Margaret Sanger, advocating for a woman's right to birth control.
Mm.
Three of the speeches Girl Scouts recommending for these sixth grade girls, 11 years old, advocating for same-sex marriage. One of them is Lady Gaga. I mean, do you think she's
what
an
a
eloquent
role model.
Woman?
Oh my
an
gosh.
Eloquent woman, Lady Gaga. There's so many more examples. In fact, if it's okay, I wanted to give your listeners a resource where they can see this for themselves.
Yes, please do that, yeah.
My girls created a website back in 2011 called SpeakNowGirlScouts.com. But since then, we have collaborated a little bit with another mom who has founded a website, and it's called MyGirlScoutCouncil.com.
Oh, yeah, I went there. It's a fantastic site. That's where I found out that information about the Northeastern, or about the Eastern PA Girl Scout Council. Yeah,
MyGirlScoutCouncil.com.
Okay.
And what this mom has done is she is going to every single council in the United States,
mm-hmm.
researching the concerns there, and then combining that with the national and international concerns and compiling a report for every council in the United States. And the report is fully sourced and backed up and documented by Girl Scouts Council USA and International's own documents, tax records, page scans from the books. You can
mm-hmm.
see it
oh,
all
yeah.
on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very well sourced. So the report, when you read the report, it's going to be 2 to 3 pages long, but
mm-hmm.
then you're going to have 50 pages of screenshots.
Documentation. Right.
And everything on there is from 2012 or later. So, I mean, it's very current.
Stuff,
within the last couple years, there's not old stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to see things that aren't current and relevant. So you can like them on Facebook, too, MyGirlScoutCouncil.com. So I highly recommend checking that resource out so you can see how it is affecting girls in your community.
Yeah. Now, when you address this issue with parents, or parents find out that you took your girls out of Girl Scouts in 2010. I mean, back in 2010, it's kind of a novel idea, I guess. They probably thought you were a radical for doing that because it was not yet fully exposed as to what the Girl Scouts have become. Have you seen where parents are now becoming more knowledgeable, more receptive to the idea that the Girl Scouts have fallen off the cliff?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we're having some things that the Girl Scouts are doing are really triggering people to a
mm-hmm.
tipping point. One of the recent examples is that whole Sebelius and Wendy Davis promotion.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Pro-Life Waco is
mm-hmm.
a little bitty pro-life group here in Texas. They said, that's it. We're going to do a boycott of cookies this year, and
mm-hmm.
they're calling it Cookie Cot. And so that has garnered a ton of attention in the media, and we are seeing families, Girl Scout families, and just, you know, people that were supporters through cookie sales and that type of thing, just saying, enough, we're done. We cannot support this anymore. So I do think, Diane, and thanks to people like you that are willing to share these concerns and validate them, that so many more people are becoming aware.
That whole idea with the cookie cut was started down in Waco, you said.
Dr. John Pashada started that, and he had actually boycotted his local council in 2004 because they were holding up as a woman of distinction their local Planned Parenthood CEO.
Oh, my goodness.
So this is his second go-round, and this time not so much focused on Planned Parenthood, but on the Girl Scouts and their local councils hailing all these women
mm-hmm.
who are clearly rabidly pro-abortion while claiming to be neutral on the topic of abortion and human sexuality. sexuality. It just, what the Girl Scouts is telling you and what they are actually doing are two totally different things.
Now, some troops are going to tell you, well, we're selling Girl Scout cookies and all. We get to, that's to support us locally. That's not the truth, is it?
Well, the issue with the money flow from the Girl Scout cookies, the little girls who are working so hard to earn this money, they are getting about 10 to 20 cents on the dollar.
They're getting 10 to 20 cents on the dollar.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
The rest of that money is going to pay the baker, of course, and then all the other profit goes to your local council. And your local council, who is promoting all of these radically pro-abortion women and organizations to girls through the official Girl Scout curriculum, they are getting the lion's share, millions of dollars, from the sale of cookies.
Yeah.
They could not survive without cookie sales, without the little girls going out and working their tails off. They could not survive financially. The other part of the story with the cookie sales is that Girl Scouts of the USA, the national organization, who is tweeting out Wendy Davis and posting about how Kathleen Sebelius is so honorable, they are receiving also millions of dollars from cookie sales through the licensing fees from the bakers.
From
the bakers are paying them a licensing fee for the use of the Girl Scout logo on the cookie box for every box of cookies sold.
Oh.
So that is upwards of $5 million annually in GSUSA's pocket.
That's
the part that Girl Scouts National, Girl Scouts National knows, we better separate ourselves from the cookies because they're under such fire. So they'll just tell you, oh, no, all the cookie money stays locally, and they will not tell you unless you ask them specifically about the royalties that they're receiving from the baker.
So you're saying that the local troop only gets 10 to 20 cents on the dollar?
That's right. Those little girls and their troop, they're only getting 10% to 20%. Most of that money is going back to council.
Yeah, well, that's terrible.
Your local council,
right,
who is problematic.
Yeah. So give us some alternatives. Give us some good news here.
There are several alternatives out there. One of them that I am pretty familiar with is American Heritage Girls, and they are growing by leaps and bounds with pro-life, pro-family community.
We've had Patty on the program a couple times, Patty Garaby.
She's a wonderful lady. I mean, just for example, what Girl Scouts is holding their National Cookie Day coming up this weekend, and they're going to go out and sell a whole bunch of cookies. Well, American Heritage Girls, they don't do any fundraisers. If the individual troop wants to fundraise, they can, but they keep 100% of the profits for the girls themselves.
Wow.
They're not required to fundraise, and that's not how they run their organization. What they do is a National Service Day every year.
Okay.
So they're out working in the communities, and I know some Girl Scouts do too, but this is the focus for American Heritage Girls. They have a pro-life badge, Diane.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really incredible. The American Heritage Girls sponsored a youth rally at the March for Life in D.C.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, it was great.
In January. So it's just a stark difference. So if you are a pro-life conservative family who values the dignity of marriage and the sanctity of life, I think American Heritage Girls is a great fit for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can visit them online, too, ahgonline.org.
Okay, ahgonline.org. Do you have a website? You guys have a website?
Well, my daughters have speaknowgirlscouts.com.
Okay. speaknowgirlscouts.com. And what was the other one that you gave earlier that you partnered with the mom?
MyGirlScoutCouncil.com, and they're also on Facebook.
Okay, MyGirlScoutCouncil.com. If you listen, want to check to see what your local council may be doing, that's a good place to check. That's mygirlscoutcouncil.com, and your all's website is speaknowgirlscouts.com, right?
And if you want to know about the Cookie Cot, you can go to cookiecot.com. Cookiecot.com, and they actually have a flyer that you can print out to hand to an adult. We're not advocating approaching the girls.
Right, because they're just innocent.
They're being used. If you happen to see, you know, a Girl Scout cookie sale at your grocery store or Walmart and you want to inform an adult politely, that's an easy way to do it. I'm going to support the girls with a Hobby Lobby gift card because I feel bad for them. I want to support them. But I figured they can get supplies for their troop or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's an excellent idea. So is that COOKIECOTT.com?
That's right.
Okay, fantastic. I appreciate the time and your effort to educate the rest of the country as to what the Girl Scouts have become, because we definitely need to know what they become and no alternative. So you take care and keep up the good work down there.
Thank you, Diane. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.